Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Dom time, and again, we have, we're right in the center with Jeff Van Drew because, disturbing, yesterday the Trump administration has reopened up the New York, New Jersey wind turbines, not the ones closest to us, but I've been following on Twitter, Protect Our Coast, gone wild on this. We'll find out what he knows. He's here at 1 o'clock, and we'll also ask him about the big, beautiful bill. I realize it's tough for the people in Jersey, like Van Drew. But apparently the deal is they're going to get $40,000 in the SALT caucus. $40,000 to take off their federal income tax. And again, I am going to take this case by case. I'm not going to say some of these people are reluctant to sign off on this. Because President Trump doesn't want to see any cutbacks on Medicaid, apparently. Just waste, fraud, and abuse. Well, the waste, fraud, and abuse, if we're including, you have able-bodied men on Medicaid that shouldn't be there through COVID, et cetera, they ought to be off. So I get it. I get that they have to do this tax relief, regulatory relief. School choice will get such a boost if this goes through, but I'm trying not to be biased. Just on what I want, not to look at the totality. Are those compromises that you're willing to say, yeah, let's give the people in Jersey, we need their votes, New York, et cetera, let them have whatever salt cap they want. 40 grand from 10? That's what the deal is, apparently. And then I believe it goes up a percentage point each year for the next 10 years. Look, Jersey's bad. We have to help them in every way that we can. Is that the right way to do it, though? I'm not going to be one that says, well, tell people just to move out of Jersey. I'm insane. I live in Philadelphia with Larry Krasner winning going away. And tip of the hat to Tony Bruno, Dan. I think he wanted to throw my hat into the ring to run against Larry Krasner since they don't have a Republican.
I nominate Dom Giordano.
it was Nick
Cowan. Dom went to law school.
Dom wouldn't take the pay cut.
All right, so it was Nick Cale that we should get on. All right, thank you, Nick, for the nomination. I'm
on. What Dom's going to have to say at noon today? Nobody spends more time talking about Larry Krasner. I mean, right? that's Dom's. Like, right. That's his niche, right?
Krasnerland.
Niche.
Krasnerland. Yeah, I mean, he's dedicated a segment to this before.
Wait a minute.
It's a niche, Dom.
It's niche. Nick. It's niche. Stop it already. Wait a minute. Who took over the body of Nick Cale? Is that all that bicycle riding? He's gotten to it. He's dehydrated.
His niche.
Oh, my God. It's niche.
It's niche.
I mean, this is like, worse.
That's his niche.
I'm willing to bet the sauce people are probably saying niche. I see a connection here in these two industrial complexes.
Oh, who are you to judge, Mr. Gravy over here?
Yeah, I say
highfalutin
gravy and
over here, niche. Yeah.
Yes,
come on.
And I'm going to be adding to it during the show. There are other things.
That's
in
his niche.
Oh my God, Nick! Do you know how it just sounds elitist? Sounds like you're going to say.
No, yours sounds elitist, Tom.
No, mine sounds.
You're
like
the
this.
One judging people for getting it wrong. You know,
niche. Which one sounds more elitist?
That's his niche.
Oh, just look how he had a pause to do that. Just the pausing was unbelievable. Well, I don't know. Vince Fenerty, Dan, the previous guy, when this came up, it wasn't for DA. I don't know if you need to be a full-fledged lawyer. I could get that in a half hour. I can make a call. The Wilmington Law School would make me, he's got enough credit. He won moot court. That's it. Put him in
the
ring.
That's his niche.
I could do it. Half hour. You're certified. You're a lawyer in Philly. Let Krasner challenge that. We could have a debate right there at the law thing. At least give him some competition. Larry Krasner plays into the side question today, though, definitely. Yesterday was my birthday, which I'll get to in a moment.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
Why is that not like front and center yesterday?
Well, because we're going to use it for a side question. We had a good one yesterday, so I withheld it for a day. It was a stay of execution. Okay. But Republicans now may put Judge Dugan in. A couple of things. I'll play you a little bit of Krasner. Can you imagine this guy last night? Dan, what was your favorite cut of Krasner here? Because
it was a fun day with Krasner because not only did he make the claim that he won this election as an everyman type individual, a popular individual that didn't need the money, he also sent a message down to D.C. as to what they should be looking at, you know, in his win. And then he also talked about how under his reign, there's the least amount of incarcerated individuals, which is something to be proud of.
And he did the classic, if you blank around, you're going to find out.
And he made a corny Philadelphia joke as well.
About the Chiefs and all.
Yeah.
Imagine this guy, and somebody told him, don't be on the stage, you're a man of the people. He's standing there with a microphone in some banquet hall or something.
Oh, listen how much it oozes out in this clip, Don. Yeah. Take a listen.
See, to this, you cannot just buy elections. My formula for a winning election. I hope you're listening in D.C. It goes like this. Have less money. That's point one. Have smaller donations. That's point two. Tell the truth. That's it. That's point three. Stand up for and defend democracy.
We're a republic, you clown.
I lost track of my numbers.
All right, so I do hope the Democrats, let's get this movement going. They need to have a seminar with Larry Krasner. He won going away over 20 points. He showed Donald Trump. He took on Donald Trump. Imagine Trump. Who's this guy in Philadelphia?
You want to hear his corny, prepared, you know, Philly joke?
The three-peat.
Yeah,
yeah, so with bad. The Chiefs. Yeah, so here bad. We go. Yeah.
Three times.
I think in Kansas City, they would like to call it a three-peat.
I've been sitting on that one, Larry.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Every member.
Wait, let him finish his thought here, Doug.
But in Philly, we do call it a three-peat.
Can you imagine this guy? Would you like to sit and watch a ball game of any sort with Larry Krasner? Can you imagine? My God, with the Phillies hat on. And isn't SEPTA wonderful? Yeah, 500 people are with him, an entourage, guys with no necks and guns and all, and he's riding on SEPTA. What's the big deal? Why are people always complaining about this? Look, you can either roll over and give up on this stuff, because remember, I had a lot of people on Twitter. They were fired up when this went down, and they were saying, well, I moved from Philadelphia. Well, guess what? Philadelphia doesn't let you move. How many times have we seen the attacks in the suburbs? Pat Malloy will probably be on the show in studio at Farley on Friday. He's headed to the shore. I think he'll be on from Abington. And we've talked about how much, if you're in the suburbs, does this blow over from the Krasners of the world into the suburbs? Fred Herring and others will not send their officers into Philadelphia to aid and abet and back up. Why? Because of Krasner. They're afraid he'll prosecute them. For what? Anything. All right. So do I owe the FOP an apology? I don't know yet. I'm talking to sources. A couple people emailed me. They were poll watching Northeast Philadelphia. The turnout was dismal. And the argument is that Judge Dugan may not have asked for the endorsement. Now, why wouldn't he do that? Because he got bad advice again, because Krasner was able to link him to Trump and Republicans. Like, you don't know Krasner's going to do this. Yeah, so what should you do? I told you where your moment was with your wife. Go after him right there. Show him the punk that he is. Is this going to happen to every Democrat that dares run against him? Yeah, that's what he's going to do. And that's what this mob in Philadelphia is all about. How does Trump enter into any of this? It did. It's what they do. And the Black Ministers Group, that he has all these grants and all this money going to them in one way or another, they're there. Can they answer for a crime? Oh, it's just, it's the lowest rate in the last 50 years. Really? Philadelphia's safe now. So you can either give up when you see these things and say you just have to give up on places like Philadelphia. Remember statewide how important that is and how well Trump did and what a gap he had versus previous Republicans. One other thing, Guy Shiraki makes a very good point coming off yesterday's primaries. And that is that Democrats crushed Republicans in overall turnout, overall votes yesterday. And you can say, well, come on, Dom, who cares? It's off here, it's primary and all that stuff. Uh-uh, we're not taking anything for granted. We are wanting to win badly in the midterms. And my fear is, and you just can't put on these stupid rose-colored glasses, the fear is this. When Trump's on the ticket, the Trump base goes gaga. They can't, the saliva's all over the ballot. When Trump's not on the ticket, what the hell do we do to get these people to understand every day it's a fight for the country? I mean, how do you think I feel watching Krasner last night engage in this and have to sit there and think, what's the next step? Am I going to move out of Philadelphia? No. Not at this point. Am I going to roll over and say, we surrender to the great Krasner? No.
I nominate Dom Giordano.
I do too.
Dom went the law.
Wait a minute, Dawn.
Take the pay cut.
Well, Dawn's laughing a little bit too much there. I didn't take that as an endorsement.
She ran out of y'all.
Tony Bruno was sort of endorsing, and we were going to get Nick on anyhow one of these days coming up to find how his bicycle training is. So, would he be the campaign manager? Now, you know, I know it'd be a bitter fight between Dan and DJ. Oh my God, what DJ might do to be the campaign manager. I think I'd have to go with Dan in that. I don't think I could take DJ as a campaign
hear
manager.
Hear that, DJ? Look at that.
No, Roe's not a campaign manager. No, no. Well, can't we shake hands? There's no handshaking
Director
here.
Of empathy, Roe Giordano.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I would do. It's the best move I ever made in my life. I'd send Roe out on the campaign trail, and they'd say, well, if she loves him, he can't be that horrible. That would be my whole campaign, the Rose Garden. I'm from Germantown. That counts. Hey, great. I'm better. Wait a minute. Who's going to get more votes? The Republicans with no candidate or me? You can't have a negative vote. Can people show up and say, I want to cast a negative vote to take away from the total?
Krasner essentially said, don't even try. You want to hear that?
Yeah.
Hear.
So if it should turn out that I have a Republican opponent.
Can you
I'm going to stop it right there just because I want your commentary on the laughter.
These people laughing. Highest poverty rate of the big cities in the country for the last million years. Even though I like the mayor better than what we've had before in the plea. That is a given. What do they have to laugh about here in Philadelphia? What's so wonderful that they think they've suddenly discovered here? It's better than Jim Kenney was here, but if it were Kenney, they'd still be laughing. Dan Henry, you found that humorous too. What
oh
do you think
yeah,
they're laughing at?
I mean they're laughing from their bellies there.
Yeah, exactly.
Big hearty chuckle. Yeah. It's all a big joke.
Yeah, exactly right. Hey, all you punks
so
around Krasner there, every one of them. I'd like to walk in with the Fitzgerald family, you punks,
that
and laugh with the Fitzgerald family.
Should I play Krasner?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry,
yeah.
I didn't know whether.
Yeah.
A Republican opponent. If it should turn out that I have a question for that opponent.
Why is his accent now changing?
Yeah,
we have friends from far away. And that question is, which part don't you like? The safety or the fairness? And under the fairness is the freedom. Which part don't you like?
Did you hear that woman going, Larry's saying, talk it, Larry. Say it, Larry. What world are these people living
and
in?
I will say this to whatever, whoever possible Republican opponent there might be. You keep this up, you might educate the whole country.
Maybe so.
You keep this up, you keep effing around. In November, you're going to find out.
Oh, you're going to find out. You suddenly, he's down south. He's from Kansas originally, and he's in Philadelphia. You're going to find out.
He's giving me Thomas Carchetti vibes from The Wire. Like when he wins the Democratic primary, he's like, is there even a Republican candidate in this town?
Yeah. Oh, God. He's a big man. He's going to bring him to Washington to tell us the blueprint. Well, first of all, run in a place that's lost its mind. That's Philadelphia. But, you know, I can make the point, Sherelle Parker was able to beat Helen Gim, who maybe is to the left of Krasner.
In November, you're going to find out.
Oh, my goodness. All right. You know what? Let's not have a primary. Just come on the show, Larry. Come on. Then you can educate us. I'm the pipeline. I'll take the pipeline. And you can send it to his people. Pipeline to Washington. Go do the Giordano show.
Love it.
Yeah. I mean, let's ask. They want to educate them, and we'll send a transcript to Washington.
You want to make those lists of some cream court, you know, short lists?
Oh, can you imagine? Now, I'd have to have a bib on here. I'm serious. The saliva's dripping just thinking about this in studio.
That would be a funny visual. You have the lobster bib.
And I think Jim Kelly knows what I do. I went right out of the box to be arguing. And then about 5 or 6 minutes in after the softballs, then it's listen, buddy. That would be the moment.
Listen,
buddy.
Listen to this laughter just one more time. Yeah.
So if it should turn out that I have a Republican opponent.
All right. So, you know, the idea of this guy is just one real point here. Talking about the building trades, kudos to Ryan Boyer. He's the head of the building trades, Democrat, et cetera. But he put it on the line and he went after Krasner. He's a great guy. Honored to have him on the show. Krasner is the one, the first time he ran, they got $1.2 million. It's probably worth about $1.8 now from one person. You know who it is. First time he ran. Yet he has the nerve. And the media doesn't, history doesn't matter here. He's critical of what the building trades. Who are the building trades? There are 40,000 men and women who are middle class, many of them Democrats. And they went after this guy. Why? They're not insane. That's why. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. All right, I got a great birthday present that Dan will not get at yet. I'll tease it coming up. He doesn't know. Henry might even have something to say.
Ooh.
Ro lost her mind. She had some really good ones. I needed another umbrella. It's a slicker umbrella.
Oh, okay.
I needed a beach chair. It's a fancy beach chair.
Yeah?
Oh,
it's
like
one
that.
Of the really
she
new
a pair of socks to wear on the beach as well?
No. But coming up, I'll tell you what she got. And the only reason I'm doing it, it's great talk radio fodder. It's unbelievable. Let me give the side question first.
Is it a tie clip by chance?
No. Wait, you hear this. It involves some touching. So I'll tease it.
Oh,
with that.
Whoa. Oh, okay. Ooh, yeah. Some touching. Hey, now.
Some touching.
Wow,
yes. Yeah, touching. All right. So yesterday was my birthday.
You came
my
with
birthday,
a smile on your face today.
My birthday wish, egged on by Dan, slightly by Henry. So that might be okay. is who is it you'd love to hear me interview because you'd think this would be one for the ages? Now, Jack Stolzheimer is a minor character.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But that interview with him had people listening in South Africa. You're the one that's being obnoxious with this stuff. Now, I ask you a legitimate question.
Thanks a lot, Dom.
Go right ahead and answer. Okay. Yeah, you hung up. I didn't hang up.
Okay.
Yeah, the hang up. But it was Sybil through there. You know, I'm not Larry Krasner.
What you could probably do is stop reading the Republican blogs and actually look at the facts.
The way that man says blogs is unbelievable. So who is it? And I thought about this. Who are some people I'd love to have, living or dead? Of course.
My name is Jack Stolzheimer, not Larry Krasner.
There's one
of them. Let's get started. I can't
Krasner
stop.
Would be one. Roe contributed this, The Prodigal Son. You know how I go off on the Bible story.
Answer.
I don't like the prodigal son. He's not getting the fatted calf.
Yeah.
The good son's getting two fatted calves at night. Yeah, but there's only one. He's getting the whole thing. Prodigal son is going to do the cleanup detail. Welcome back, my son. Now clean up for the good son. Ministers, you can
send... Are you going to tell that to his face? I mean,
yes. Yeah. Ministers, you can send me your commentary. The prodigal son, I'd love to interview. Howard Stern, in honor of Dan, and just could I break through relentlessly? And since he attacked me for 14 minutes, which was beautiful.
I love that you have it exactly counted.
Yeah.
This guy actually goes out during his radio show and patrols the border during his commercial breaks.
It's the all time. And a person I'd love to have back, but this time in studio. And this would be elevated and beyond ferocious. The most ferocious I've ever done over the phone. Chris Christie. Oh, my God. I'd live for that again. It would be with all the baggage that's built up since the other one, where it got beyond intense. All right, Henry, how about yours? What would you like to hear?
Yeah, so I'm going
to
take off two actors on the board. And the reason I'm going to take two is because they share a scene in a movie which is oft quoted in this show, and that would none other be than Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yes.
I mean, Tom Cruise and Jack, you can obviously talk about a few good men, you know. You can't handle the truth. Or, you're goddamn right I ordered that code red, you know, the whole thing. And with Tom Cruise, you can always talk about his stunts, his personal life, maybe Scientology, if he warm him up a little bit. I think he'd be a fantastic
interview. He would be if we got to Scientology.
And then, I mean, how many stories does Jack Nicholson have? How many, you know?
Yeah. Well, he's a golfer, too. At least he chased a guy with an 8-iron in a traffic accident.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack, go with the 3-wood.
Jack, what were you thinking there?
By the way, did you get that promo from the other day? I think we had several today.
I'm working on it. I have it down to like 35 seconds right now. I'm getting to like 20.
Perfect, because I thought that was a pretty good one. Dan, how about yours?
I'm going to take a couple off the board, Dom. First off, how about Bruce Springsteen? Would love to hear you just grill him on his international politics. Another one, Dom. Just out of your fanboy, I don't think I've ever seen you fan out over a guest. Well, maybe with William Shatner a little bit, but not to this level. If we had Tom Jones on,
and
tell the story of Tom Jones.
I saved that one for you, Mr. Jones.
Sir Jones. Is that what Roe got you, a Tom Jones booking?
No,
is this more than I could
I'll
even do?
I'll tell you
here?
What it is. This is talk radio heaven for the next month. Until this happens. What the hell was she thinking? I can't see Maisie ever getting you this, but I don't know.
Wait, are you going to tell us, or are you just still doing a long tease?
I'm
doing a long tease?
Four-minute tease. Don't drive off the road. I know it's raining. If you're walking with an umbrella, get into a vestibule. First time I've ever said vestibule on this show.
Yeah, really?
I think so.
And finally, Dom, how about it's a long-time debate. Now Rich Zeoli entering into it with his Italian vibes and saying it's sauce. But I think if there's one person you'd ever listen to end the debate, it would be hearing it from his mouth itself, Frank Sinatra, which we do have audio of.
Excuse me, Mr. Sinatra. Are we calling this sauce or are we going to call it gravy? I mean, we have to determine this.
It's a sauce.
Well, you hear it there. Frank Sinatra says it's a sauce, but if we could resurrect him, have him on the Dom Giordano program for you to ask him directly, I think you'd finally let it die.
Now, Sid Mark, genius at what he did, but come on, Sid. You should have intervened there. Well, Dom Giordano says gravy. All right. 855-839. Mr. Tom. At Mulligan's, too. Johnny would demand it at Mulligan's. Tom Jones dancing on the bar at Mulligan's. Now, that's my idea of a great event.
Well, we had close to it. Earl of Tacony came in a leisure suit one time and did a Tom Jones cover.
Yeah, it was exactly. It was green, I think, too. Kind of
Excuse me, Mr. Sinatra. Are we calling this sauce or are we going to call it gravy? I mean, we have to determine this.
It's a sauce.
I think that was not Sinatra. It was an impersonator.
Oh, okay.
All right, 855-839-1210. Jump in. Who would you like to be interviewed? Give me your comment on Krasner. And I'll tell you what Roe got that is hard to believe. on Talk Radio 12.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. We're rolling today. So much stuff. We'll get to the tush push later. What was the vote? They needed three quarters. You know, my theory on all this shows that the NFL are socialists, but they haven't gone full socialist yet. Why would this even be a question? I'll get to it. All right, Rose present. The umbrella, and it's a really good umbrella.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, usual.
Yeah.
The beach chair, which is fabulous.
Which is nice. I feel like it's a subliminal message of you know, take me to the beach. It's been too long, Dom.
Oh, no. We go at every opportunity. We're going to Farley. She said, well, 64 degrees. You couldn't be. She once wiped her nose on the beach with this giant beach blanket saying, it's not that cold, Al, in Atlantic City. We were going in October.
There's no time that's not a beach time for Dom.
Yo, no time. No matter what. She'll be there. No, but the present of presents, she has gotten me at the spa she goes to have her nails done, a foot massage.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Oh, okay. Have you ever had a foot massage, like a professional foot massage?
No, but I've been massaged, and you should know this. I'm addicted to massage. If I get massage.
Wait, hold on.
Yes, I literally
You're not like,
just
like
think,
Robert Kraft addicted to massage.
No, not in that way.
Whoa.
Why can't I just be massaged all day long? If I were massaged on the air, then I'd have to get it in the next contract.
We could make that happen. I mean, just how we're calling a masseuse daily.
Oh, and, there's
you know.
Nothing. Have you ever been massaged by a professional?
Not well.
No.
No, I'm telling you, there's nothing like
so,
it.
So,
it's just, oh, God.
I got to ask, because this may sound weird, but I actually prefer massages from dudes. So is that something you'd consider?
Yes, I think I would prefer that, or a woman that
You want deep tissue? You got
a woman that I wasn't attracted to in any possible way. Yeah.
During the break, for our listeners, Dom Giordano revealed something, and we actually asked him that question, whether or not he'd accept it from a man. And,
yes.
You know, it's sure. He said yeah, and told a story about getting a massage in the past, and then he said he got a massage from a guy one time and sat there wondering what he should talk about. Dom, you don't enter into a massage wondering what you should, what should be the content of conversation.
No, Henry knows this. They want you to talk. They want you to talk.
No masseuse ever wants a conversation with the person they're massaging.
I bet we have 50 people out there that are massaging right now. Give us a call. You want us to talk. You want to make a little conversation.
I feel like they want you to be relaxed first and foremost. And if your way of being relaxed is talking to them, I'm sure they'll do it.
And then they got to worry about listening to what you're saying and coming up with a response rather than focusing on the deep, deep tissue massage.
No, people always want a little conversation.
No, they don't.
It'd be like if I had somebody driving me. Well, first of all, I wouldn't allow it. It's the same thing. I feel this person's working so hard for me.
You're doing this because we had a long drive, Dom, and I got to say, I was happy to find out that for the majority of it, we were silent.
Yeah, I had to listen to Dribble of Howard Stern, among other things. A lot of vaping going on. Henry, a guy getting changed as we're driving. I'm talking taking off the shirt, putting on a tie as we're going 60 miles an hour down the highway.
I'm actually kidding to the listeners. We had a fantastic conversation.
Yeah. And the White House is calling me. When the hell are you getting here?
Dom, if you're laying down relaxing to get massage, the last thing the masseuse wants to hear is, so what did you think of the Eagles game last week?
All right, we'll settle. These people were ringing in. I'm sure they're masseuses or massage experts. 855-839-1210. Do you want to be talked to? And I think they will.
I don't even want to screen his call, but can we just go? I feel like Joe in Columbus is indeed a massage expert.
Yeah, Joe.
He seems like a guy that would get a massage.
Joe, don't you think people would want to be talked to when you're being massaged?
No. I had a massage. My wife gave me a massage for our first anniversary down the shore. And I had this woman who was like a East German shot putter with the strongest hands.
That is awesome.
Well, that's a little bit different. I had a Russian masseuse, and, you know, I'm not partial to the Russian blonde, so it was okay.
But Dom, she was good. She was good. And I had to forget it was, it wasn't man hands.
Well, Joe,
he took every knot out of my back.
Do you share my addiction? Because I was massaged on the air, and I almost couldn't continue. You know, it was a five-hour show. Keep massaging.
Yeah, well, Dom, when I was done, she said, you know, it was out in Point Pleasant. Really nice spa out there.
Okay.
Resort.
And Robert Kraft recommended that one, right?
If it's the same one, it's hot.
She had man hands.
But it was like she said, okay, just lay here and unwind. They woke me up an hour and 15 minutes later. I was dead to the world.
That's also the thing I'm against, though, is falling asleep on the massage table, because then you just don't get to enjoy it.
Right, exactly. You got to stay awake.
But at the same time, you don't have to have a conversation to remain awake. You can just,
you need a little
be embroiled in your own
Joe.
Thoughts.
Imagine me not talking. Come on.
I was awake through the massage. It's just the unwind just knocked me right out.
Yeah. All right, Joe, who would you want me to interview?
Well, as a piggyback to Bruce Springsteen, I would like to see you interview Taylor Swift not just her association with Springsteen, but the connection and the rivalry between Kansas City and Philadelphia. And I'd love to see you put her on the spot with Springsteen, because she's a Springsteen sycophant. But also the rivalry that went on between her boyfriend and his brother.
Okay.
And, the controversy and, whatever went on at the dinner table.
That is a very good one. Thank you, Joe. I more think I share her affinity, Dan. I would really like to interview Eminem. I'm obsessed about Eminem. The music, the moment. He captures what I think life is right there.
That one lyric, Dom, really captures
it. It does. Yeah. He gets it. No, he gets the ferocity of it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a toxic element, or he was. I'm not sure if he still is, but... Yeah, he gets it, though.
I feel like Taylor Swift really got it when she covered it, too. She really encapsulated the vibe of
it. Let's hear it,
One opportunity to be the loudest crowd that we have seen all summer. Would you take that shot or just let it slip? Yo, this palm's sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. get it, he's nervous. But on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth. But the words won't come out.
By the way, President Trump for the kids yesterday.
The Bob Dylan of a generation, Dom.
When Caroline Leavitt was being asked by the kids all kinds of questions for Sons and Daughters, Daughter and Sons Day, Trump ended all of it by dancing YMCA with the kids. Oh, my God. Now, that's presidential entertainment. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. So, Jeff Van Drew here at 1 o'clock. Guess who's trying to get a big break in the big fat bill? The American Dental Association. Oh, yeah. I got that. I don't know if Van Drew will address that, but there's a lot with this bill not to like. You heard our take on Krasner. Coming up, Bucks County, and what does it have to do with Larry Krasner? I'll explain. And a foot massage. Come on, we need a masseuse to rule on this. Do you want us to talk or not during this? 855.
No, there's no way.
855.
I said that this is even a conversation.
839-1210.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, Dom Giordano's show, 855-839-1210. You can get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, push pound 1210. Some of the buttons those clowns around Krasner were wearing. Black voters matter. And make fascism wrong again. Get it? the Trump element in all this. That's what they're running on. Make fascism wrong again. Wow, I wonder how long it took to come up with these fabulous buttons. I mentioned Bucks County, and I know the DA of Bucks County has agreed to a debate, and we believe, now we know, the Democrat challenger will be Joe Kahn, who, when we last saw him, was one of the people running in that first race in Philadelphia with Larry Krasner. So I wouldn't say he's Krasner, but he's much more liberal than, I think, Bucks County, and hopefully we are going to set up a debate between the two.
Kahn!
And on the sheriff's side, this guy Seisler, who I thought was more headquartered in Philadelphia, is out there now running for sheriff against Fred Herron. I would say that's going to be pretty difficult. Here's a stunner. I need somebody in Abington. I know they've been nuts before with their schools there. Back in the day, and we're talking years and years ago, where this would be like $800,000 or something today. They were paying their superintendent over $400,000 at one point in time. And I thought, wow, yesterday Abington approved borrowing, as I understand it, $285 million for a middle school, not even a high school. My God, $285 in Abington for a middle school? Now, they're also, at least they were in the past, one of the biggest fans of the Rainy Day Fund. In other words, the Rainy Day Fund, these people come and they beat up the taxpayers for more and more school taxes every year. And yet they hold back for a rainy day, sometimes tens and 20 to 30 to 40, $50 million. And they were one of the leaders in that also. All right. So somebody has to tell me, what the heck is in the water in Abington? $285 to borrow? For a middle school? All right, Gary in Newtown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good.
You know, I just got up talking to Henry, and it's not really fun to listen to you guys. Listen to you guys have so much fun while I'm working, and it's like it's just not fair. On a rainy day, these guys are having a crack up.
Well, thank you. We're bringing a little sunshine between the raindrops. I can't say behind the scenes, you know, that brawl that went on after the first break, but it's calmed down now.
You took off Chris Christie, and obviously you should have, but I would pay to be in studio for that one, for sure. Tickets.
Yeah, exactly. Who's yours, Gary?
So my did you happen to catch the Cash Patel, Mario Bartiromo? Sunday interview with Dan Bongino also.
Yeah, and it surprised me. They both said they looked at everything and it was a suicide.
Well, I wasn't going to go there first. I was actually not going to, just going to ask you, do you think there was any legitimacy to, okay, we stopped the border, the southern border, Mexico's been a great help, and guess what? The fentanyl's still coming in here, and they said, yeah, it's coming in here through Vancouver.
Yeah, I'm not buying that one on that. Now, look, they know better. They're the FBI. But you know what? Canada is fairly secure. It's Mexico. I've been there. It's the cartels. Yeah.
So you went to my side question answer, which is, I would love for you to ask Jeffrey Epstein. So, Jeffrey, who were you more afraid of, Hillary or Bill?
All right. There's a great one. That'd be the first question out of the box. By the way, great column today at National Review. Why Cash Patel and Dan Bongino are not covering up for Trump. Do we really think if Trump were involved in murdering Epstein, they wouldn't have gone after him? I mean, look at the flimsy thing they went after for those felony charges in New York. You think Bragg and the people in New York wouldn't go after Trump if they thought Trump was involved somehow or another in trying to murder Epstein? No, he's the last person. There's a million other people in line trying to do that, without a doubt. So 855-839-1210, hit us on the side question. We're going to talk with Jeff Andrew, a lot of stuff brewing, including those wind farms are back in New Jersey. It's more Jersey, New York, that border, not where we are. But still, how did they get back in there? I thought the Trump administration said, that's it, no more, you're not doing this. I'll ask him about that. I'll ask him about the bill. I have several things in the bill I'm not on board with. They have to reform Medicaid more. I don't like the $40,000 for SALT. And in general, I'm not sure that this is not going to blow up the deficit to some level. I get it what they're saying. The economy will roar and it won't matter. How about tips? I think they've done a good job on that. The overtime, I'm not sure. And the Social Security, I'm not sure. Could this actually hit the floor of the House today or tomorrow? Yeah, I think by tomorrow it's going to. I think they could be voting on this on Friday. I think they want to get out of Dodge. Do they have the votes? Not that I can see at this point. I like they're doing 1 o'clock in the morning. Democrats don't want to show up. Too bad. Vote it through. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. Hey, one more time to remind you of the big, beautiful trip. That's what we're calling it. The exotic trip to Sicily. When people talk about Sicily, they don't say, "Hey, we went to Sicily." They're saying, "You got to go back. I want to go back already." Join me and Roe and Talk Radio 1210 listeners for the sun, the sea, and the unparalleled beauty of Mediterranean Europe in Sicily and Calabria this fall. We'll be headed to Europe again, of course, with our great friends at Conservative Tours. $55.44, that includes airfare. And for that, well, you get the company of Talk Radio 1210 and other talk stations. Usually we get some people joining us. There's nothing like that. The dining events actually capturing what Sicily's all about. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreale, the Palace of the Normans, the Godfather tour part of it. Yes, it's like two tours in one. 888-733-9494 or go to the website, conservativetours.com. We'll visit Terramina, the crown jewel of Sicily, Mount Etna, the volcanoes, the Valley of the Temples, Savoca. Everything that you've heard about Sicily is there, and we'll hit it. 888-733-9494. All right, it is Dom time. As we're speaking, the president was holding a meeting in front of reporters in the Oval Office, and this is a little bit like what happened with Zelensky with the South African president. And of course, we have the Afrikaners, some of them, coming to the United States as refugees, the argument genocide going on in South Africa against whites in the country. Here's a little bit of how it sounds.
And just to set the stage, Don, yes, this is right in front of Elon Musk, yes, who's also standing right above Pete Hegseth, sitting
that
on the couch. And
yeah,
Elon's been one big proponent as to raising awareness, right, as to what's happening to white, right, farmers in South Africa. So Trump essentially plays back clips of individuals in South Africa calling for the genocide of, you know, white farmers, then plays that famous video you've been seeing floating around of the crosses alongside, right, the road. The president asks, "Do you know exactly where this is?" kind of questioning the validity of it. So then Trump gets into it with some reporters who try to change the subject. But then finally, the South African president does get a chance to respond, and this is how he responded to everything. Dom, take a listen.
In your parliament, whatever you may call it, yeah, legislature.
Let me clarify that, because what you saw, the speeches that were being made, one, that is not government policy. We have a multi-party democracy in South Africa that allows people to express themselves, political parties to adhere to various policies. And in many cases, or in some cases, those policies do not go along with government policy. Our government policy is completely, completely against what he was saying, even in the parliament. And they're a small minority party, which is allowed to exist in terms of our constitution.
But you do allow them to take land.
No.
You do allow them to take land.
No, nobody can take land.
And then when they take the land, mm-hmm, they kill the white farmer. And when they kill the white farmer, nothing happens to them.
No, there is quite...
Nothing happens to them.
There is criminality in our country. People who do get killed, unfortunately, through criminal activity, are not only white people. Majority of them are black people. And we have now
the farmers are black. The farmers are not black. I don't say that's good or bad, but the farmers are not black. And the people that are being killed in large numbers, and you saw all those grave sites, and those are people that loved ones going, I guess on a Sunday morning, they tell me, to pay respect to their loved ones that were killed.
All right, Dan, we got the point. Now, you know, some people, I think some of the reporters even, and it's an interesting question. First of all, that chair the guy's in, when I was in the Oval Office, Trump told Mary Walter to sit, come on up, Mary, and sit in this chair. It's where I put the dictators. I don't think this guy's a dictator, per se, but that's the chair. And, you know, when you have the guy there, I think the guy's got to know this is probably going to come up and he still wants to do the state visit. So are we saying when you have the guy there, you can't bring this up? Well, it depends. I'm on the air watching it now. I can't quite tell how much of the back and forth, how far do you go with this? But a discussion of it, I'm okay. Dan, you were watching more. You think it was over the top?
No, I think it was a great move. I thought it was a boss move to bring the guy in and say, look, your media's been lying about this. You've been lying about this. Face the facts, and what's your answer? Standing in front of Elon Musk, who's been one of the worldwide proponents on raising awareness to this. I think it's a boss move by Trump to do this.
And where the media will go, oh, Elon Musk again, here we go. They don't want to hear that these people are refugees fleeing or they'll be killed, literally. And South Africa has had this before. Nelson Mandela was a hero, but you had the bishop and others who talked about necklacing. You get somebody and you put a tire around them and set it on fire. So we've seen back and forth there quite a bit. Yeah, and Elon Musk is kind of standing over Pete Hegseth in this. It's quite a moment. Not quite the Zelensky moment. We played that. That was an all-time. It's not heated like that. But Trump is making the point that what's going on in South Africa is being underreported. And the claims of genocide have a good deal of validity. All right. So 855-839. You know what the thing of, oh, when Netanyahu's there, you're going to confront him over genocide in Gaza. What genocide in Gaza? You mean October 7th? You mean what they did to innocent men, women, and children? All right, so we got Jeff Van Drew coming up. He is, of course, in the center of the action. And there's a change, the Trump administration, on the wind farms. That is kind of curious. I'll ask him about that. And I'll ask him about how the bill is going. And his subcommittee really had a shootout. Van Drew and Jasmine Crockett talking about the red-blazered congresswoman who was charging the line. And the tush push is still allowed. We got to talk about that. And will they take it away after 1 year? Or is the NFL not as bad as I thought? I thought there was it's a three-quarter vote here. 3 out of 4 or so. That's a little bit different than simple majority. I think they may have the majority to get rid of it. But it will continue. And I think, if I were an odds maker, that for the Eagles in a close game is determinative. There's nothing like
totally.
It. Totally. Yeah. I don't remember another play in sports or something. Remember the torpedo bats that we heard about?
That had a nice week, didn't
it? Yeah, and it seems, I thought they found something, but with the tush push, they have. All right, Jeff Van Drew next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.